Chapter 5, Procedural Issues, Adoption, Amendment, Enforcement, and Appeals. Let's take an overview of the procedural issues that municipalities will consider in land use planning and regulation. The process is a critical component to land use planning and regulation. Failure to follow this proper process can result in challenges to the legitimacy of land use decisions. Our discussion will focus on adopting and amending municipal plans and bylaws, enforcement of those regulations, and the appeals that may come as a result of land use decisions. Adoption and amendment of the municipal plan. State law strictly prescribes the adoption and amendment process. Municipalities must carefully follow the procedure, or there may be challenges to the legitimacy of town plans and bylaws. The law actually requires that the Planning Commission solicit public comment. The Planning Commission must hold at least one public hearing on a proposed plan. Many Planning Commissions find that holding more than one plan is necessary to obtain adequate citizen buy-in. After the Planning Commission hearing, the Planning Commission forwards the plan to the legislative body. In doing that, the Planning Commission must prepare a written report on the municipal plan's proposal, addressing the proposal's compliance with the state planning goals found in state law. That state law can be found in Section 4302 of Title 24. Once the Planning Commission has sent the plan to the legislative body must hold at least one public hearing, or more if the municipality has more than 2,500 residents. Consider that state law requires rather minimal hearings on adoption of the plan. So, no matter how many people live within your municipality, many citizen planners have found that holding multiple hearings or informal meetings to involve the public and gain public buy-in is critical in the amendment to the plan process. Adoption and amendment of bylaws or regulations. The Planning Commission also drafts bylaws to implement the municipal plan. In drafting the bylaws, the Planning Commission must prepare a report on the bylaws, containing how the bylaw furthers the goal of the municipal plan, the compatibility of the proposed bylaw with proposed uses and densities, and how it carries out specific proposals for planned community facilities. In adopting a proposal to a bylaw, the Planning Commission must hold at least one public hearing to consider the bylaw and solicit public comment. As before with the plan, many Planning Commissions find that multiple hearings engender greater public support for the proposed bylaw. Once the Planning Commission has held a public hearing or multiple public hearings, the Planning Commission then forwards the proposal to the legislative body. At this point, the legislative body has the authority to make changes to the proposed bylaw. However, the legislative body may only make minor changes in the 14 days preceding the first public hearing. Additionally, any time the legislative body makes substantial changes to the bylaw, the legislative body must hold another public hearing on the bylaw so that the public can comment on those substantial changes that the legislative body has made. Once the legislative body has held those public hearings, it may adopt the bylaw by a majority vote. The bylaw, however, does not take effect immediately after that vote. The bylaw does not become effective for 21 days after its adoption. During that 21-day period, the voters may petition for an Australian ballot vote to consider the legislative body's vote. The voters may petition also for initial voting authority, or the legislative body may grant that authority to the voters by a resolution. Moving on to the enforcement of those bylaws. Land use bylaws are enforced by the zoning administrator or the administrative officer. The administrative officer must administer bylaws literally. The Planning Commission or the appropriate municipal panel has no role in the enforcement process unless they are considering an appeal from a decision of the zoning administrative officer. To initiate enforcement proceedings, the zoning administrative officer may seek enforcement informally in the form of a conversation or a phone call with the landowner. If that's not successful, the zoning administrator may issue a notice of violation. Once the notice of violation has been issued, the ZA must wait 7 days for the landowner to have an opportunity to cure the violation. Once those 7 days have passed, the ZA may take further action in the Environmental Court or in the Vermont Judicial Bureau, if appropriate, pursuant to the bylaw. However, the zoning administrator should always consult with the legislative body and the municipal attorney prior to taking further enforcement action. With respect to the decisions of the administrative officer, virtually any act can be appealed. That appeal goes to the appropriate municipal panel. Usually, this is a development review board or a zoning board of adjustment. This board must determine, then, if the appellant is an interested person pursuant to the law. At that point, both the appellant and the zoning administrator have an opportunity to present their cases. Appeals from the appropriate municipal panel to the Environmental Court. Any decision made by the appropriate municipal panel may be appealed. The appeal goes to the Vermont Environmental Court, which has two judges. This appeal is heard de novo. De novo is a Latin term. It means anew. At this point, the parties are entitled to present new evidence, as if no case were heard below. Practically, however, the judge hearing the case will inquire as to what happened below to have a better understanding of the case. There's no obligation for the municipality to participate at the environmental court level, though many choose to. Some municipalities hire an attorney or designate an official to represent their interest in court. This is done by the legislative body, either the select board, the city council, or the village board of trustees. Frequently, the environmental court requires the parties to go through a mediation process, which can be time-consuming but can be useful to find the best outcome for all the parties. The role of the legislative body in the appeals process. At the local level, the legislative body has little role in the proceedings. Though rare, some legislative bodies seek to participate as a party. Once a proceeding is appealed to the Environmental Court, the legislative body may make an appearance before the Environmental Court. Additionally, the legislative body has the legal authority to appeal if the plan or the bylaw is at issue. Now is a useful time to talk about on-the-record review, which is an alternative to de novo review. In order to have on-the-record review, the municipality must first adopt the Municipal Administrative Procedure Act, known as MAPA. In order to adopt MAPA, there must first be either a vote of the voters of the municipality to adopt MAPA, or there must be a resolution of the legislative body to adopt MAPA. Once MAPA has been adopted, the municipality must designate appeals to be heard on the record. This means that when the case goes to the Environmental Court, the judge will hear the case on the record developed by the appropriate municipal panel and not hold a new proceeding. This is in contrast to a de novo proceeding, where the applicant and any parties are allowed to present their case entirely anew, as if there were no proceeding below. In conducting on-the-record review, the municipality must audiotape its proceedings, the chair must run an orderly meeting, and the board must write a strong, concise decision. Expectations are greatly heightened in considering on-the-record review. Why would a municipality choose to adopt on-the-record review? This allows the decision-making process to stay local. If it's done well, on-the-record review can eliminate or greatly reduce costly appeals. However, municipalities considering adopting MAPA and going to on-the-record review should undertake some training and education to better educate themselves with the process. In summary, these procedural issues are all things that need to be carefully considered by the municipality in the land use planning and regulation process. Following these procedures laid out by state law is critical. Land use decisions can be overturned for failure to follow proper procedure. Municipalities must be vigilant in understanding what state law requires and should consider education and training in all of these procedural issues.